producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to Let's Play Doctor. Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative. And a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Well, we still have to talk about cardiovascular disease. This could be maybe the talk of the week every week for a while because, again, the FDA is saying, look, we got to get the trans fats, heterocyclic amines, and acrylamides out of our diet because of inflammation from these sort of cooking byproducts or byproducts of oxidized oils like olive oil and coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, sodas, and cooking oils. Is these byproducts that actually cause inflammation to the lining of your arteries, and your arteries respond by making scar tissue which plugs the arteries. It's not cholesterol. It's not saturated fat. Guess what? It's the trans fatty acids, heterocyclic amines, and acrylamides as byproducts of cooking and oxidation of oils and other things. Now, you need to kind of reevaluate everything. Remember, back in February of 2012, the FDA sent an email to every medical doctor saying, look, you got to stop telling your patients to get on a cholesterol-restricted diet. You got to stop prescribing statin drugs. And they listed Lipitor, Mevacor, Zocor, because if you do, you're going to increase the risk of your patients' chances of getting type 2 diabetes by 52% and Alzheimer's disease by 100%. Science News, 4 months later, in June of 2012, came out with a lead article in this monthly scientific journal, Science News, June 2012, said, good cholesterol, not so good. And then the subtitle was, more HDL, more high-density lipoprotein, the good cholesterol, more HDL does not reduce the risk of heart attacks. Now, they were saying, you know, you need to get your HDL up there, otherwise you're going to have heart attacks. Well, in 1971, I actually wrote a paper that was published in Acta Pathologica, an international comparative pathology journal out of Denmark, translated into 8 languages. And I said at that time, I compared the artery clogging in vegetarian animals and people, vegan animals and people, and meat-eating animals and people. What I found was, after 20,000 autopsies and 20 million chemistries and 20 million slides of special stains looking for pollution as a problem, that every animal, every human being who dies of natural causes dies of a nutritional deficiency disease. And that cardiovascular disease in particular was not caused by too much cholesterol and too much saturated fat. It was caused by deficiencies, okay, of various nutrients. Well, let's look at congestive heart failure, most common cause of heart death in adults in America and the industrialized world, caused by deficiency of a single vitamin. What about cardiomyopathy heart disease, cause of sudden heart death in athletes in America and the industrialized world? 10,000 young people under the age of 20 die each year in America just from sudden heart death while they're practicing, working out, playing in a game or an event. It's a deficiency of a single mineral. I've actually done 1,700 autopsies in kids under the age of 10 that died of this one and published in 1989. And then coronary artery disease has nothing to do with cholesterol, has nothing to do with saturated fat. It's due to inflammation because you're eating the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, and gluten. Okay? And then thrombosis, blood clots in the coronary artery, has nothing to do with cholesterol or saturated fat. It's caused by an omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiency or a ratio problem between omega-3, 6s, and 9s. Actually, I'm able to say that because I won a lawsuit against the FDA and federal court on that particular subject. It's one of my 8 lawsuits against them. So, I want you to think about this. You need to look at Ansel Keys, who was on the board of Procter & Gamble. He was also on the board of American Heart Association back in the 1950s, and he convinced Procter & Gamble to give the American Heart Association $1.7 million in exchange for an endorsement of a new shortening called Crisco, which was originally designed to be a lubricant for diesel engines for German submarines. True story. And they were having competition with butter and cream and lard, which Grandma had been using for 100 years. So they needed something. They thought that an endorsement by this American Heart Association would do it. Well, it didn't do it. So to make a long story short, they came out with the Mediterranean diet. They came out with the seven countries diet. Okay. And guess what? It was a flop. None of it really worked. Okay. And so I want you to appreciate that whole thing about the Mediterranean diet, the whole thing about cholesterol and saturated fat, was a sales campaign to sell Crisco. You've been duped as not only a failed medical theory, but it was a pushed agenda to sell Crisco. And so you've been duped over these years. Cholesterol is not a bad thing. In fact, you get low cholesterol, you know, below 220, you're going to get Alzheimer's disease. You're going to get type 2 diabetes. You're going to have erectile dysfunction. You're going to have low T. You're going to have menopause in your 30, 40 years old, ladies, if you get on a cholesterol-restricted diet. And let's see here, cholesterol-restricted diet. Oh, yeah, and take statin drugs to lower your cholesterol. This is bad stuff. And, of course, Alzheimer's disease, that's the big one. Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease caused by lowering your cholesterol because 75% of your brain weight, the myelin, the white matter, the insulation material of your brain, is, in fact, 75% of your brain weight. And that 75% of your brain weight is 100% cholesterol. So what sense does it make to lower cholesterol in your diet and take cholesterol-lowering drugs? Well, that's why we now have Alzheimer's disease, menopause during your 30s and 40s, low T, erectile dysfunction, and Alzheimer's disease. Yuck! It's all physician-caused diseases. Well, stick with us. We're going to be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Youngevity Way on Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Back to Leslie Dr. Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE. And it's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. We've got the A-team in today. How's it going, Tom?
Wonderful, Dr. Wallach. Going great. You know, I got a question for you.
Okay.
We've talked about how high cholesterol is not necessarily a problem. What happens when you have what we would consider low cholesterol, like 100, under 200, 100, in your case, 100, under 220, right? Mm-hmm. What if it's 175 and you're not taking any cholesterol-lowering medication? Is that a good thing?
That's a bad thing. Okay, because you're at high risk for Alzheimer's disease, you're at high risk for low T, erectile dysfunction, adrenal exhaustion, and you have to appreciate that all the steroid hormones, adrenal hormones, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, they're 95% by weight cholesterol. And so whether you're a man or a woman, you do not want to have blood cholesterol below 220. In fact, the Inuit Eskimos, who have the fewest cardiovascular problems of any culture, their cholesterols run 350 to 500. Okay.
What do I do if, in general, I know the answer. What does a person do if their cholesterol is 175 and they're not taking cholesterol-lowering medication?
Well, what they need to do is get on a gluten-free diet, because cholesterol is a big kind of clumsy molecule, very difficult to absorb under ideal circumstances. But when you have gluten intolerance, it changes the lining of your intestine and reduces further even, you know, the ability to absorb cholesterol.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so you need to get on a gluten-free diet, no wheat, no barley and rye, no oats, none of the other bad stuff, fried foods, processed meats, margins, oils, all that's got to go. And then I would have them eat anywhere 6, 8, 10 eggs a day, separated out, you know, half of their calculated eggs at breakfast, half at dinner time. They could be poached with a soft yolk, soft boiled with a soft yolk, soft scrambled in butter, no oils, no margarines. And then, of course, I'd have them take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight for either men or women. But for men, if they have cholesterol below 220, I'd have them take the Zero Test, X-E-R-A-T-E-S-T. And for women, I'd have them take the Zero Fem, X-E-R-A-F-E-M, to help stimulate more hormone production.
Got it. All right. Well, I knew there. I've had questions along that line, and I knew the answer from working with you for so long. But
Well, these are failed medical theories that cholesterol and saturated fat were the boogeymen. Of course, they were demonized by the American Heart Association and Procter & Gamble to sell Crisco. And it's one of those things where the Nazis, you know, during the Second World War, murdered 40 million people. Well, Procter & Gamble and the American Heart Association and their sister companies in Europe and other industrialized worlds, I'd say over the last 10 years, have killed a billion people.
Okay. Wow.
And so it comes down to really, really tragic stuff here, and that's why I'm so intent on getting people to get the new book out, Epigenetics, the new DVD, Somebody Needs to Go to Jail, and the new CD, Public Enemy Number One, and learn why you have to get your cholesterol up above 220. Remember, the culture that has the fewest cardiovascular events, the Inuit Eskimos, 98%, Tom, 98% of their traditional diet above the Arctic Circle is whale meat and whale blubber, walrus meat and walrus blubber, seal meat and seal blubber, bear meat and bear fat. They don't eat vegetables. They don't eat fruit. They don't eat nuts. They don't eat grains. And their cholesterols range from 350 to 500, and they don't have any cardiovascular disease. So I'm going with the Eskimos.
I'm with you.
Let's sit around and chew the fat.
Muck of luck.
Muck of luck. Okay, well, let's start out, since we're speaking about this, let's start out in Alaska. And Bill, you're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Wallach.
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
Well, I live in a nursing home.
Okay.
Because I have multiple sclerosis.
Okay.
I am as gluten-free as I possibly can be.
Okay. How much do you weigh, sir?
Go ahead.
How much do you weigh?
150.
Okay. How long have you had MS?
Oh, 25, 30 years.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, you're doing well being alive, 25, 30 years. So you've done a few things right there. Okay. Well, you have to appreciate, again, the part of the brain that's damaged when you have MS is the myelin, the insulation material of the brain, makes up 75% of your brain weight. And it's 100% cholesterol. And so certainly if you're on any cholesterol-lowering drugs, any statin drugs, you need to get off of them immediately. Then I would also have you eat at 150 pounds, and have you eat maybe 6 to 10 eggs a day. Again, not fried, not over easy, not sunny side up. They can be poached with a soft yolk, soft boiled with a soft yolk, soft scrambled butter, not oils or margarine. And then at 150 pounds, I would take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. That would be 1 ounce of the OsteoFX Plus at breakfast and dinner, 3 of our Ultimate Selenium at breakfast and dinner, 2 scoops of the Beyond Tangerine 2.0 NutriCrystals at breakfast and dinner, 3 of the EFA Plus at breakfast and dinner, and 3 of the EFAs at breakfast and dinner. All that would be accomplished by the 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. And I would also get the auric points, the antioxidant points, above 100,000 a day to help your brain's defensive systems remove these lesions that typify MS, about the size of lima beans scattered throughout the brain, and sometimes the spinal cord. And I would also get your auric points above 100,000. You can do that with, say, 6 to 8 of our Triple Treat chocolates. You can take 2 with each meal or 3 with each meal if you want. The Triple Treat chocolates, that'll get your auric points above 100,000. We also have a capsule called Cell Shield RTQ. R is for resveratrol, T is for turmeric, Q is for quercetin. And these 100,000 auric points will help the immune system in your brain, remove these lesions and support maintenance repair of the brain. Give us a call every month or so if you would, Bill. We'll walk you through this. We've done it many, many times. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Longevity Way. And Leslie Docker for these messages.
Are you looking for an opportunity to improve your situation? Are you looking for a way to get out of that 9-to-5 job? Well, Corky and her husband were too.
I fired my boss, and I matched my income, and my husband still had his job. And last spring, he was laid off. But at the same time, you had come out and increased our income the same amount that he made every month. So we were able to not have to worry about it, just one less thing to worry about. I have been in other multi-level marketing companies, and I have finally found the answer. And the answer is having a product that actually works and continues to work and helping people in their lives and getting them off those dangerous drugs and helping to heal their bones and heal their aches and pains and their getting them off the medication. It's just been so much fun helping people. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 20 again. My knees don't hurt. My elbows don't hurt. My shoulder doesn't hurt. I feel so much younger now. This is the most fun thing we have ever done. I am having so much fun. And people come to me and they tell me how happy they are and how healthy they are. And, you know, they call me and they're in tears and because their child can get straight A's now before they were taking Ritalin. And it's just so exciting getting people off the drugs and living a healthy lifestyle.
Even if you've tried network marketing before, we encourage you to have a look at this company. You, like Corky and her husband, could find success with Longevity. We'll help you all along the way. All you need to get involved is $10 and a strong desire to help yourself while helping others. Call us today at the number you'll hear during the show, or call us directly at 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
Dr. Lamar Radio Network, Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity and 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Tom, let's go to Maryland, the other coast. Let's go all the way east to Maryland. And Charlene. Charlene, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Wallach. I have a client. She's 57 years old. She weighs 160 pounds. Arthritis. She has hepatitis C. She's on depression medication, and she says she's bipolar. But I wanted to know if there was a some type of budget pack that she can get because she doesn't have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Well, let's do this in a way that's as economical as we can get it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, she's going to save some money just by getting off the bad stuff. No
right.
Fried foods, right?
Right.
Absolutely no fried foods. Absolutely no processed meats or nitrates and nitrites. No deli slices, sandwich meats are convenient, but they're very expensive and they're very dangerous. So no processed meats or nitrates and nitrites. That means no deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, etc. Then absolutely no oils. No olive oil, coconut oil, margarine, mayonnaise, salad dressing, cooking oils. If they eat canned fish, that's fine. But they got to be packed in water, mustard, tomato sauce, not oils. And then no gluten, no wheat, no barley, no rye, no oats. Well, I would start out with 1 quart a month, and I might need 2, but let's start out with 1 quart a month of the Ultimate Classic Liquid. Okay, 1 quart a month, the Ultimate Classic Liquid, and 1 large bottle of the EFA Pluses. Take a tablespoon, which is a half ounce of the Ultimate Classic at breakfast, the other tablespoon at dinner time, and then 2 of the EFA Pluses at breakfast and dinner. That will give them the 90 essential nutrients in an economical fashion. Then, because of the depression, I would also have them take the de-stress capsules, get 1 bottle a month there, and have them take one 3 times a day. One at breakfast, one at lunch, one at dinner, or 1 at breakfast, 2 at dinner, just for convenience. Then the hepatitis C, again, they need to use the PureWorks for the protection of the people around them. The PureWorks spray or foam on their hands, any surfaces they touch, like the toilet seat and the TV remote and telephone keypad and computers and everything, they need to make sure that's all wiped down with the PureWorks to protect everybody else in the household. And then, Charlene, I would also have them take the Killer Bot. It can take 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. If they can only afford 3 once a day, that's 1 bottle a month. I mean, you got to start somewhere, right? But those save a lot of money by giving up all the bad foods. And 167 pounds, and she could afford to eat, you know, modestly twice a day, no gluten, increase absorption. And this will help with the bipolar and the depression. Okay?
So the Ultimate Classic was going to also help with the arthritis,
And that's correct.
Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, if finances weren't an issue, I would throw in the glucogel, right?
Okay.
But, you know, we're covering a lot of things here. Obviously, she can't cold turkey off of any medications she's on for her bipolar depression, can't cold turkey off of them. But after about a month in this program, she should check with the person who wrote those prescriptions and say, hey, I want to cut these medications in half or get rid of them altogether. Examine me and see what you can do. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks, Doc.
You bet. Give us a call and let us know what's going on.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Do I have time to start another one here, Tom?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, let's go to Illinois and Hattie. Hattie, you're on the air.
Awesome. Good afternoon, Dr. Wallach.
Hi.
Dr. Wallach, I called to talk about a friend of mine, but I really need to talk to you about me, if that's okay.
Okay. Let's talk about you first.
Okay. About a month ago, I woke up violently with a Charlie horse in my leg, and I eventually wound up passing out just briefly. But what I've noticed is that my balance is always off. If I lean forward or lean to the side, I'm dizzy. And my mammary glands, I'm told, are way out of balance. So I don't know what's going on, but I think I'll let you tell me.
Okay, now tell me, when you say you're dizzy, do you kind of get lightheaded and get drowsy after you eat or stand up quickly or any time, or is there any time connection there?
No, it's not. I was trying to figure out if it was when I got up in the mornings or whatever, but it's not that. Like yesterday, I was just walking through the park, and I just leaned over, and I got dizzy and almost fell. So I'm not too sure. So I don't know that there's a time. Like today.
Hang on. Okay, wait a minute. Hang on. We got to run one of those message moments. So hang on, Hattie. We'll be back with you after these messages.
If you'd like to reach Dr. Waller, here's how you do it. 877-912-7529. We're here weekday afternoons from 4 to 5 Eastern. Phone lines open about 3:45 Eastern time. Be sure to adjust for Eastern time, okay? And if you don't get through by about 4 o'clock, start trying us again about 420.
Leave it alone. It'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll free, 1-877-912-7529. And Tom, we're going right back to Illinois and Hattie. Okay, I'm sorry. When we went to that break, you were telling me a little bit about the dizzy stuff.
Yeah, I don't have a rhyme or reason as to why it is. Because it's not like when I get up or when I lay down, it's just that sometimes I just move, you know, forward or sideways, mm-hmm. and it's like I'm falling all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when you do that, do you ever feel kind of like a little nausea, upset stomach, like you're having motion sickness?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever have any ringing in the ears?
You know, when you say that, not a lot, but I have noticed it.
Okay, like a tone? You ever get a tone in your ears? You know, kind of thing?
Yeah. And okay. I'll be like, what's going on with my ears?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's a help. Thank you. And do you have any history of any skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, or rosacea?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about eczema, dermatitis? Well, I already talked about that. What about asthma, bronchitis? I don't know.
I have had asthma as a kid and even as an adult, but, you know, it hasn't bothered me lately.
It hasn't bothered you recently, but you've had it in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think you have an underlying gluten intolerance. Okay. So you need to give up gluten, no wheat, no barley, and rye, no oats. It's going to help with the absorption of nutrients from your food and stop all the inflammation in your gastrointestinal tract. So absolutely no gluten, no wheat, no barley, and rye, no oats. That includes the dog food, the cat food, mother-in-law, man in the house, kids, everybody, okay? Got to be gluten-free. That'll help there. And then I would have you take, what do you weigh now?
140.
Okay. I'd have you take two healthy bone and joint packs per month. Go ahead and take 1 ounce of the OsteoFX Plus at breakfast and dinner, 2 scoops of the Beyond Tangerine 2.0 at breakfast and dinner, 3 of the EFA Plus at breakfast and dinner, and 15 glucagel a day, 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner, all that will be accomplished by the 2 healthy bone and joint packs per month. And each one of those is going to come with a wide mouth jar of the CM cream. What I want you to do is take a half a teaspoon and put it down in each ear every morning when you wake up with a Q-tip, like you're trying to get wax out of your ear. And you can do that, you know, 2-3 times a day if you need to. And you're going to get some relief from the dizziness and the nausea and all that kind of stuff and this lightheadedness. But I would also get yourself one of these little bottle of blood sugar test strips, the diabetics use.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you, when you get really dizzy like that, I want you to take your blood sugar and see if your blood sugar is low.
Okay.
Okay, so that'll give us some more diagnostic information. But it could be just a simple balance problem because of this, what we used to be called Meniere's disease, is now called Wallach's vertigo. Finally got one named after me. And so, so the tinnitus and the sort of motion sickness stuff can be due to osteoporosis in your skull, squeezing the roots of the eighth cranial nerve. And then, of course, the cramps can be due to mineral deficiencies, the same sort of thing that athletes get. And all this stuff goes along with gluten intolerance and the fact you have a history of asthma and so forth. That it says it all, okay?
Okay. And Dr. Wallet, you know, I hear what you said about the eyes, and I'm trying to do that because I have been told that I could be legally blind, but my eyes hurt me a lot. I always have high pressure. They just tell me that it's hereditary.
It's not hereditary, but if you have high ocular pressure, I do one more thing. Get the bottle of the Ultimate Daily Tablets. This is a big bottle, Ultimate Daily Tablets, and take 3 of those at breakfast and 3 at dinner time. And they're designed to support healthy blood pressure, healthy ocular pressure, help support healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries in the brain, the eyes, the heart, and the kidneys. And then give me a call every couple of weeks, Hattie, and we'll walk you through this, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome, dear. Well, stick with us. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Youngevity Way on Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Back with Let's Play the Dr. Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call, toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And Tom, let's go to New York. And Sylvia. Sylvia, you're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Wallach.
Hello. How can we help you today?
I'm calling today for a 45-year-old female. She's 5 feet 6 inches, 103 pounds.
Oh.
She is grinding her teeth, and the dentist is not able to identify the problem. And she's concerned about her weight loss because prior to this weight, she was weighing 110 pounds, and she's going down. She's also a vegan.
Okay, well, there's probably
not
the basic
suffering, thing. No constipation,
yeah.
No diarrhea, no skin problem, no high blood pressure.
Okay.
No diabetes.
Yeah, being a vegan, of course, can be problematic. It's very difficult to get optimal amounts of all the nutrients, particularly minerals, from fruits and vegetables and grain. Okay, whether or not she has a problem with gluten, we don't know that yet because I don't know how much grain she eats. But we need to clean up her diet. She needs to get rid of all the fried foods, and of course, vegans do a lot of stir frying with extra virgin olive oil. So she needs to give up all the fried foods, no exceptions. She needs to give up. Well, she's not eating any processed meats because she's a vegan. She needs to give up oils. That means no olive oil, no coconut oil, no margarines, mayonnaise, sulfates, and cooking oils. And she needs to give up gluten. I'd have her give up gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And she could have rice. She could have baked sweet potatoes with butter, that sort of thing. Millet, buckwheat, none of which are wheat, barley, rye, and oats, but she needs to give up wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Then I would have her take, for 100 pounds of body weight, two healthy brain and heart packs per month. That'd be three selenium at breakfast and dinner, or she could have two at breakfast, two at lunch, or dinner. Anyway, she can get those six selenium into her. Then she needs 1 ounce of the Osteo FX Plus at breakfast and dinner, two scoops of Beyond Tan Tangerine 2.0 Nutri-Crystals at breakfast and dinner, three of the EFA Plus at breakfast and dinner, and three of the EFAs at breakfast and dinner. All that would be accomplished by the two healthy brain and heart packs per month. I would also have her take the D-stress capsules, capital D like David, dash stress, okay, D-stress. And this is designed to support and promote healthy metabolism of all tissues, including the muscles and the liver, the heart, the lungs, the brain. Very, very important here. And I would have her take the Immortalium. The Immortalium is actually designed to support and encourage the formation of stem cells and encourage the stem cells you have to kind of really work on stuff. I'd have her take three of those twice a day, the Immortalium. That'll be two bottles a month. If you can talk her into being an ovo-vegetarian, in other words, she could eat three eggs twice a day and then her regular diet except for the gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats, no oils. Okay, but and no fried foods, but she does need to eat, to be successful here, she need to eat a minimum of six eggs a day, better yet nine. They can be soft-boiled, soft yolk, soft scramble with butter, not margarine oils, and then soft-boiled with soft yolk. And this is going to help her make hormones. This is going to help her with brain function and so forth. Usually when you have grinding teeth, you're usually B vitamin deficient. And this program will actually encourage optimal levels of B vitamins. And so let's start there. And, yeah, at 5'6", I'd like to see her weigh 135, 140. So she's a very, very thin person here. We need to beef her up a little bit, okay? Even though she's a vegan, we need to beef her up. And she can eat, like I say, baked sweet potatoes with butter for calories. She can have rice. She can have millet and buckwheat, which is not wheat. But certainly she needs to eat those eggs. And no matter how committed she is to being a vegan, you know, even a Jewish rabbi, if he's got a heart valve, probably needs a pig valve to survive, even though it's not kosher. The temples will give him a dispensation. Okay, look, since you have a life-threatening thing, you need a pig valve. There's no other option. You got to do that. And so here, there's no other option. She must at least eat eggs. She does not have to eat red meat. She does not have to eat poultry or fish if she doesn't want to. But if she can, you know, eating the eggs and some fish would be good, or eating the eggs and some poultry would be good, but she does not have to eat them. Just remember, nothing fried, okay?
Okay, Doc. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Have a good day, and give me a call every couple of weeks. Let me know how this lady's doing.
I sure will.
Okay, dear. All right. Let's see. Got time to start another one here, Tom?
Yes, sir. We've got plenty of time.
Okay, well, let's stay in New York, then. It'll save us a little traveling time. And we'll go to William. William, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
Hey, Dr. Wallach. Listen, I'm on the Andre, and I have a IMD who stopped taking his medicine for some particular reason, and he is in the hospital. I don't know if you ever heard of him, that guy named Joseph Curry.
Yeah, but what kind of medicine was he taking?
I mean, not medicine. I'm not talking. I keep saying medicine. People keep saying medicine. He stopped taking, product.
The supplement program.
Huh?
The supplement program, the vitamins and minerals, the 90 life program. Why is he in the hospital? Why is he in the hospital? They don't put him in the hospital because he stops taking his vitamins and minerals. What do they put him in the hospital for?
His body broke down again. This guy, he came in at 347 pounds into the program. He lost 100 pounds, and he lost some more. He was taking his, taking his vitamins and minerals the way he's supposed to be taking them. And now he's in the hospital. They won't let him out because his heartbeat is about 20, somebody say, and his blood is coagulating. And they don't want to let him out the hospital. And my people are saying, well, basically, if he gets some product into him, some vitamins and minerals into him.
Well, what do you have to do is get him, what does he weigh now, two?
Yeah, he's still around 200 something.
Yeah, okay, so 200. What I would do is I would go ahead and get him something like the two healthy brain and heart packs and have him take a full dose of everything twice a day. And make sure he stays away from hospital food as much as possible, but he does have to eat, right? So he should be getting poached eggs. He should be getting scrambled eggs are problematic because you don't know if they're scrambling them in oil or butter. And so I'd have him eat poached eggs or soft boiled with soft yolks. He can have baked sweet potatoes with butter and honey. He could have all that kind of stuff.
The problem is we can't get him out the hospital.
No, well, let's take the stuff to him.
Oh, okay. All right.
And you know, sometimes,
okay, got you.
You know, when Mohammed won't come to you, you got to go to Mohammed, right?
Oh, okay. So just
and give us a call.
Okay, so,
and he should be able to insist on his doctor. Look, if you're going to keep me in here as a prisoner, you're kidnapping me. I want to get out, and you won't let me out. Then I insist on having my vitamins and minerals. I want to know how long he had stopped taking
them. Yeah, so what we're going to do then, okay, we're going to take him something because he asked for a healthy, he wanted some, what did he want?
Yeah, he needs a healthy brain and heart pack.
2.0, he wanted
a healthy brain and heart pack.
That would help him, right? Because
William, you got to stop talking here. He needs two healthy brain and heart packs. You take him two healthy brain and heart packs, and he needs to tell his doctor, if you won't let me take these things, I'm walking out of here. Okay? So he needs to be proactive in defending himself.
Mm-hmm.
I understand, when you're in trouble, you have a low pulse and all that kind of stuff, you need some help. You may have been dehydrated, not drinking enough fluids. That'll do that. But he may need to call in another doctor and say, look, I want to be checked out of this place. Get me out of here. But in the meantime, you got to take him some nutrients, and we do this all the time.
We're going to take him some nutrients. I got some right here.
Okay, let me know how this goes.
Okay,
thank you, William.
Give you a call on that.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. All right.
Yes, sir. Let's go to the other coast now, Jonathan in California.
Jonathan in California, you're on the air.
Thank you, Dr. Wall.
Yes, sir.
I'm diagnosed with idiopathic erythema nodosum, and I've had it for 7-plus years. I've seen an internist, I've seen a dermatologist, I've seen a rheumatologist. Most likely, most recently, the rheumatologist has put me on a regimen of trying different medications, starting with hydroxychloroquine and methotrexate, most recently Humira. And nothing has...
Because I think they're barking up the wrong tree here. Now, do you have this on your face, or where do you have it?
Oh, my legs, and occasionally in my abdomen area or back in fatty deposit areas.
Now, tell me, did you have asthma as a kid?
No.
Okay, do you have your appendix out?
No.
Okay, do you have any bowel problems like irritable bowel syndrome or celiac disease or...
Not celiac, but I've suffered with irritable bowel.
Okay, yeah, if you have... Okay, I already know what your problem is. Okay, now hang on, we'll come back. Get your pen and paper because I know what your problem is. And you know why they call it idiopathic is because the idiots you went to didn't know what the cause was. Well, stick with us. We'll be back, Jonathan, after these messages.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We're back to Leslie Dr. Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 90 Flag Crusade. And Tom, let's go right back to California and Jonathan. How much do you weigh, Jonathan?
185.
Okay. And how tall are you, sir?
5'11".
Okay. And did you have any asthma as a kid?
No, you asked me that. I did not have any asthma.
Okay. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers.
Okay. Did they have any asthma or any skin problems or bowel problems that you know of?
No. My oldest, my middle brother, though, has developed skin problems. Autoimmune as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the deal. We used to call this empatigo when I was a kid. You know, this erythema nodosa. Empatigo, you get it behind your ears, under your arms, down your legs, and so forth. And it's a manifestation of a gluten intolerance. Irritable bowel syndrome is a manifestation of gluten intolerance. Okay? Bowel problems are gluten intolerance. So you and all your brothers, your mom is still alive, she and all of her brothers and sisters, and any cousins and from your mother's sister's kids. Men get these things, but they don't pass it on because they don't have pregnancies or breastfeed, right? And so at 185 pounds, I would have you take two of the healthy brain and heart packs per month. It'll be 1 ounce of the OsteoFX Plus at breakfast and dinner, 2 scoops of the Ontane Tangerine 2.0 breakfast and dinner, 3 of the EFA Pluses at breakfast and dinner, and 15, let's see here, the glucogel I'd have you take, three of those twice a day, and the selenium, three of those twice a day. That will be all accomplished by the two healthy brain and heart packs and two bottles of the glucogel. Then, no fried foods, no processed meats, no nitrates, no nitrites, no deli slices, sandwich meats, absolutely no oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarine, mayonnaise, salad dressing, cooking oils, and absolutely no gluten, no wheat, no barley, no rye, no oats. You could have baked sweet potatoes with butter. You could have rice. You could have millet. You could have buckwheat, none of which is wheat, barley, rye, and oats. You got to watch the beer, the scotch, the bourbon, anything made from rye, whiskey, anything made from wheat, barley, rye, and oats. If you have a dog or cat in the house, they have to have gluten-free, grain-free foods. They used to just put meat and vitamins and minerals in dog food. Well, now, since it's cheaper, they put a lot of grain in there. And, of course, the grains cause hot spots in the dogs, and they lick their toes and scratch themselves. But the worst thing about dog food with grains in it is it cross-contaminates you. Now, if somebody's feeding the dog, and there's dust everywhere. You walk around the house barefoot or in your socks or your thongs, and you get you're kicking up clouds of gluten dust, which is caused by the dog food. The dog lays on the couch, and he's got dog food dust all over his head and ears, and you pat him, and you're sitting in a cloud of gluten. And the dog lays on the bed, you know.
Doctor, I've tried a gluten-free diet.
That won't do it by itself. You got to be gluten-free, and you have to take the 90 essential nutrients. Okay, everybody in the household has to be gluten-free. If everybody in the household is not gluten-free, you're not gluten-free. Cross-contamination, the food preparation surface, and the washer and dryer, and the couches, the beds, is very, very serious. One piece of gluten, one piece of wheat dust the size of a period above an eye on a printed page, if you're sensitive to this, will make you sick for a month. Okay, mm-hmm. It's not like you have to eat 10 slices of bread.
So now the thing is, but what I didn't get to is, you know, the irritable bowel is under control with me with diet because I do watch what I eat.
Yeah, well,
erythema nodosum though, which you know, I'm not sure. Do you fully understand what erythema nodosum is? I don't mean to.
Sir, I'm a pathologist. I know what it is.
Okay, because it comes and it goes, and it's
because you contact wheat. It comes and it goes, and so as you come and go with wheat, this erythema nodosum will come and go. Okay, it could be shampoo, it could be soap. You go to a hotel and they have oatmeal, you know, oats in the soap. They think that's a good thing. There's wheat in everything. They use it to thicken gravy. They use it in meatloaf and meatballs. I get people tell me, I'm gluten-free. When I'm going to go to Olive Garden, everybody else eats the pasta. I just eat the meatballs. Well, you're getting half the weight of the meatball is wheat flour. You need to get a hold of that CD called Serial Killers and find all the hidden places in your life that have gluten in it. Well, thank you, everybody. Great comments and great questions. Hey, thank you so much, Tom, for filling your job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. And God bless America.
The preceding program is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners of their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.